Morena Koto, welcome back to the show, and it's time for a very lovely segment we do on the show called Book of the Week. We've got Mita here.
Hello.
How are you going?
I'm pretty good. It's a nice day outside.
Yes, fingers crossed it stays this way. Christchurch likes to change its mind a lot.
Yeah.
Right, Book of the Week, what do we have?
So we have, I would say, probably my favourite manga. I am Scorpio's manga nerd. I read far too much Japanese graphic novels. and this is one that I discovered about a year ago and have completely fallen in love with. It is beautiful and it is such a comfort read. It is called Witch Hat Atelier. It is about this young girl, her name is Coco. She lives in a world where witches are a thing, and mm-hmm. so there's magic everywhere, but only witches are able to cast magic. They are in the world. It is said that witches are born with the ability to cast magic, and she is, you know, heartbroken because she can never learn it despite it being her favourite thing in the world.
Yeah, right.
And then one day a travelling witch called Kifrei comes to her home where she works as a seamstress, and she spies on him and finds out that magic is actually, that it's something that she can learn.
Oh, right.
Then circumstances change and she has to go with Kifrei and learn magic so that she can undo something that has gone very wrong. And it is so beautiful. It is amazing. She meets these wonderful sort of colourful cast of characters along
cool,
the way
cool.
who help her in her, sort of, her quest for knowledge and try to keep her out of trouble. It is so beautiful. It has this gorgeous, delicate art.
Yeah, can I see?
It's got these beautiful lines and it is incredibly
detailed. Oh, it is nice.
It is.
Well, there's some great outfits.
Yeah, it's got such stunning line work, and I love it because the line work merges with these beautiful backgrounds where it's just, it looks almost like someone's traced over a photograph.
Oh wow, yeah.
And the character designs are all so distinctive and very colourful, and there's magical creatures because it's a magic series, but they're all very different to like certain things that you've seen in other series. Like there's a creature in it which is a aquatic griffin. And so it's a four-legged penguin. It is so cute. and there's all of these beautiful magical gadgets, which it really does a very good job of impressing upon you the wonder that the main character feels in this world. The characters in it are all so unique. I am so very sick of reading series where the characters essentially have one character trait that they then extend into the entire character. Like, it's like, oh,
yeah,
this is the bookworm. That's the end of the character.
Yeah,
whereas
yeah.
in this, everyone is so distinct and different. And my other favourite thing is that none of the characters look exactly the same. Like, they all look quite
Which
different.
Is impressive from, like, an illustrative point of view.
Exactly, exactly. And they all have these beautiful, like, outfits and they all look so different. But it's very, like, good because as you're reading it, you're sort of coming to understand how they ended up in the same place that Coco is, and that they
yeah,
all have
right.
their stories. And so many of them, I wish that we could have seen more than just like the one time that we see them, because this is such a short series that we've only seen so many of the characters once, and I'm just like, please, just bring them back.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, like it's totally worth it because you'd get much more of a feel for how vast this world is, but it's also like, I want to see them again.
Yeah, you want to know more.
Yeah, exactly. Despite the wholesomeness, it does have its moments of intensity. There is a very real threat that is in this world that I'm not going to spoil because it is very well done. The villains are very unsettlingly creepy. Like you see them and you're like, oh yeah, no, I know that you're a bad guy. You do not give off good vibes.
Right.
And they have like, their designs are as distinct as the protagonists. It's not like, oh, we all wear the same outfit. It's like,
yeah.
no, everyone is unique, even the bad
yeah,
guys.
Wow.
And there is like, there's a significant amount of suspense that builds up when we first meet them. And they very much like, it goes from 0 to 100 real quick. It is.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, I love kind of that turn
it's
in
like
the story.
The protagonists are like, oh, la-di-da, everything is going wonderful. And then it's like, oh, no, there's a bad guy who is trying to do nasty things and we need to use our wits to try and escape this. It is also like, it's a story of found family. because Coco has to leave her small hometown in order to join with the other witches, and she essentially leaves everything that she knows. And despite all the nastiness that is going on, despite the bad guys who are trying to hurt her, everyone sticks with her and helps her try to find her way through this world that is incredibly alien to her. And it's also, because it's alien to her, it's alien to us as readers. And so because of that, it's a very good way of like conveying all of these things in a very organic way that makes sense, because Coco's sitting here getting all excited, and so it makes the reader so excited. And it is just so, so heartwarming. It's also quite short. There's only 8 volumes at the moment. The newest volume is coming out soon-ish, hopefully. And we have like the first, I think we have the first 3 in the shop at the moment. So if you want to just come and have a look at it, please. Like, it is so beautiful. When you see it, you will fall in love. It is such a beautiful story. Coco is so adorable, and the other witches are so sweet. And the mentor character, Keyfrey, is like perfect for this story. If you're a fan of manga, or if you like things like Harry Potter, because it is incredibly reminiscent of Harry Potter, and you want like something new, but like in that same vein of magical world, or you just want a really sweet story that just makes you happy to read, please just give this a try.
What's it called one more time?
Witch Hat Atelier. Atelier being a word for studio or group of artists.
Yeah, right.
And the artist is, I always say it wrong, Kamome Shirahama. And it's very cute. It's so cute.
All right. Oh, it does look, I do like it. It's very pretty.
Yeah, so the artist actually worked on like Marvel and DC art, and it's a really good one to start on if you're sort of afraid of starting manga, because it's, you know, it's quite short, and it's also very pretty, and the art is very reminiscent of like comic books.
Yeah, yeah, very much so.
All of the details, so it's like a comic book but just without the character, without the color. But.
Oh, lovely. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
And, yeah, go to Scorpio Books for all your book needs. Maybe try some manga.
Please try some manga. Yeah. I need more people to talk to.
Broaden your horizons.